You know, in this community in Dallas, anyway, long before there was Lyft or there was Uber, there were frogs, e-frogs, those little electric cars that you see, you know, scooting around downtown and now other areas, too. And I would argue there is more need for them now than ever before. It's wonderful that, for example, in downtown Dallas, we're putting in a whole bunch of new parks. And the green space is going to be wonderful, but it's taking up still more parking spaces. The e-frog movement, if you will, was the brainchild of three people, Jeb Morris, Melissa Hart, and our guest today, Gary Haig. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So I mean, this has got to be, you guys have been around, what, 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, 2010. June of 2010 is when we started.
So almost 8 years.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But this has got to be the best time, I would think, for you. I mean, the fact that you made it through all this period.
Funny you say that we made it. That's kind of, you know, we started as a late night service, bars, restaurants, things like that. As it morphed, it became more corporate, private events. We do Fountain Place Tower. We do Pinnacle Tower right here across from you. So now with the advent of the more rideshare, people kind of embrace it more. You know, it's more of a, air quote, accepted way to move around.
Now, just for people who don't know, or maybe haven't put a name to what they've seen mm-hmm. on the streets, e-frogs is it's an electric vehicle.
Yeah, it's,
you don't charge anything. You work on tips, mm-hmm. but you sell advertising on every conceivable space that's available for these electric cars.
Yeah,
right?
we're advertising that moves you, literally. We're a moving billboard. So there's a little over 100 square foot of advertising space on each vehicle. So, and our advertising model is a little bit different, right? Some people pay for a billboard, things like that. We target. People can go to the, you know, I want to be in front of the AC. I want to be at JEXA there at Fair Park. I want to be in Deep Ellum. I want to be in the Arts District. I want to be in Uptown because that's where the hip place is. You can literally take your advertising and move it. So, you know, instead of just putting it on a corner and saying, oh, you know, 500,000 people walk by this every day, we can go where you want us to go.
Yeah, and I understand that model, that business model. It makes a lot of sense. But, you know, with the fact is that parking spaces are getting mm-hmm. more dear, not just here, but I mean, my gosh, we haven't even talked about, you know, West Legacy or mm-hmm. something. But why not charge a couple of $3 or something?
The way
is it regulation?
Well, I'll be honest. When we started, I got the idea watching a Texas Ranger game. Long story short, they were in Florida, seeing a company do this. I contacted them, had dialogue, and said, look, this will work in Dallas. We came from the valet parking industry, and what we noticed is, let's be honest, if you valet and there's no charge and things like that, you're like, okay, I'm more apt to it. If you pull up and there's open spaces in the front and you say, look, it's $5 to park, people automatically, there's kind of a pushback.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we wanted to be, I never wanted people to get on the vehicle and say, I didn't have fun. I didn't enjoy it. And, you know, they overcharged me, whatever. It just, with us, the advertising model, having the corporate accounts, that would help support the business. The tip-based model of it is more just to make sure our drivers are paid, and that kind of takes up some of the revenue stream that we have to.
But there's more necessity. Like I say, I would argue there's more necessity for this kind of service than ever before. The less parking spaces, people don't want to drive. Mm-hmm. Gasoline prices just hit a 30-month high. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are lots of reasons. And DART offers D-Link, for mm-hmm. example, which is a nice circulator service. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't, you know, the city, why wouldn't a community want to support you? Do you ever apply for any city money?
No, and that's just more learning on our part as being a small business that would do, you know, move into those things. We do partner with the city of Little Elm. So every summer from Memorial Day all the way through Labor Day, we operate in and around the beach area for them. So that is a paid service, kind of what you're mentioning. The advertisers kind of bring us on. We're, you know, in the shops now. We're on the east side of the Shops of Legacy.
The Shops of Legacy.
Mm-hmm. You're on the east side. Sprint is our advertiser out there. We're operating. And we've had talks with the city of Plano. They're trying to put it together, a transportation management authority. So there was where that funding would come in. We've kind of had talks with the city of Dallas, but it's more, you know, DART's the big gorilla in the room, right? They, you know, when someone says, hey, we need to transport people and it needs to be at a really low cost, how do we do it? And we give money to DART. And there's not really any competition. We're kind of that niche facilitator where we kind of, you mentioned D-Link. we're perfect for that. No one wants to go to a bus stop, wait to get on something just to go around the corner. It's a lot better if they could call us. It's literally point-to-point transportation. So there's, you're right when it says there's movement. I'll give you an idea, or I'll give you an example. It's called the Free Ride, and they're exactly what we are. They started in the Hamptons in New York. Now they're in San Diego, and the city has literally given them over $3 million.
What is Free Ride?
Same concept.
Electric car. You carry like five people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The maximum number for you.
Yeah, and they do it.
But you got to have reliability. I mean, if I call Uber and I'm for a 10-minute trip, you know, I can see when they're going to arrive, and or if they're not going to arrive, go call somebody else or, you know, call up and scream. But what about you? I mean, have you built up that reputation for reliability?
Yeah.
I know that you're going to be there.
Yeah, our texts are pretty quick. Real quick, just preface, we do have an app that's coming out. Right now we're working on the reliability of the locating service, right? So when someone types it in, how quick it can locate us and that. So we do that. We just haven't launched that yet. Our texts, though, are quick. You know, they're all pre-filled texts. Someone texts, we send one back, your name, number, how many people, you know, where to where and what time, and we respond within a minute. You know, so our texts are pretty quick. As the driver gets closer, we're texting, let them know they're 2 minutes away. Yes, it can get, you know, cumbersome at times. You know, if you're doing a large event and there's a lot of texts coming through, we're pretty good. We have a lot of regulars that understand, you know, we can take bookings days, hours, weeks in advance or whatever for special events.
So where are you now? I mean, like I say, I would argue there's more demand. I hear you talking about, you know, moving up to the Legacy East, the shops at Legacy and growing around here. Where's your fund? Do you have investors, or do you?
We invested. We had a group that invested with us when we first started. You know, now it's just the three of us, and literally it comes from the advertising money, from the corporate accounts. We do city tours, brewery tours. There's just those revenue streams.
But where do you get the money for capital for buying new equipment?
From those. Yeah,
from cash flow.
Don't you love that? The American dream.
It's sort of an old-fashioned model.
Not having
a lot of debt.
Exactly. And that's and not that we don't have debt. It's just, you know, the vehicles are expensive. You know, we see a lot of people look at these vehicles and they say, you know what, I'll just go buy one of these and I'll do it myself. Well, especially with the new models, the cheapest one you're going to buy is $22,000,
$23,000.
Really? Oh, the more expensive ones, the really expensive ones that go 80 miles, they're $35,000. And one of the things I complain, Polaris is the brand. One of the things I complained is I can buy a Tesla for $35,000. Why would I buy this golf cart? So that's something. And our insurance is extremely high. We do carry a high insurance policy. That's just for safety reasons.
I guess you have to,
yeah. You know.
Well, so you serve seven areas. I mean, for Dallas anyway, you sure serve seven basic areas. I mean, all the areas you would think about. But, you know, do you go into Bishop Arts? Do you go over to Trinity Groves?
We do go to Trinity Groves, especially now that they've done Beckley, where we can kind of get across and I have to get on the big bridge, the Hunt Bridge there. We do go to Trinity Groves. You know, Bishop Arts, we love it. I love the area. We've had talks with Jim Lake. He owns a lot of the property there. So we've had talks with him about operating. Our biggest thing is going across, you know, the bridge right there to get to Zang. It's about a two-mile stretch. That's just kind of a little bit of a thing, but now that they have the tram that goes across, we've kind of talked about operating in Bishop Arts all the neighborhoods around there. And
then feeding people to the tram?
Correct, yeah, from downtown. You could drop people off there, they take that across, pick us up, and then we take them anywhere in Bishop Arts. Yeah, trust me, we love that area. It's really good.
And I love the concept. Like I say, more than ever before, I'll look for your app. Like, you're gonna have the app this year?
Oh yeah, we have it now. It's literally, we have the availability. People can search it. It's just we're not really launching it. At times it'll say not servicing is because I'm constantly with the developer going, hey, I'm here at this location. It's not saying I'm picking me up, they're fine tuning.
Okay, so for right now we could text you or give you a ring. Texting. That's the way to do it. Gary is one of the co-founders of eFrogs. It's good to have you with us.
We wish you
the best.
Thank you very much for having me.
We need you probably more than you need me.
I love hearing that from people like you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.